I just want a strong sense of community wherever I am. And so I really love that about HBU. And I love the fact that everybody here is so supportive and backs the student athletes. And that, I don't know, just being here and seeing the campus just really made me fall in love with it, like the second I got here. I knew when I was looking, I wanted to go D1 and play against good girls. And so being here and being able to hit the ground running and start working for it has been really great. And I'm really excited about this season. I think we're going to be really good. So I'm just excited for how everybody's working. We're all working well together, and I'm ready to go.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Sierra Humphrey is a biology major, a softball player, and a leader for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and she's involved in Tri Beta. She plans to attend medical school upon graduation from Houston Baptist University, and she's preparing for summer internship opportunities in the medical field. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Well, I've heard so much about you from my associate. Tell me how you came to HBU, why you came, and all about being a biology major and a softball player.
Yes, so I'm originally from Oklahoma, and I was in my senior year, and in the fall is when we play our softball season instead of the spring like it is in Texas.
Sure.
And so I was going into my senior season, and I was feeling the pressure of getting recruited, and it was one of the last times that I was going to have a chance and everything. And my recruiter had called me, and she asked, Sierra, why haven't you committed anywhere yet? I know you can do it. What's going on? And so I had gotten some offers from some other schools, and nothing really seemed like it was the right fit for me. Mm-hmm. And so she did some research, called some coaches, and she told me about HBU and asked if I've ever heard of it. And honestly, I hadn't. And I looked it up and saw what its values were, what it stood for, and I was really intrigued. And so I called Coach Hall and Coach Will Height a couple days later, had a really good talk with them, and they just seemed like the type of Christian upright people that I wanted to be around. And so they told me that I should come visit, and I played my fall season, and we actually got to play at the ASA Hall of Fame Stadium, which is where the Women's College World Series is played.
Cool.
So I've got to be on that field before, and it's like an amazing experience.
Yeah.
And
wow.
So I finished my season. We were state runner-ups, and I came down to HBU during fall break or so, and I met with my coaches now and Dr. Horn, who's my advisor, and I just really loved the school. I loved how small it was. I loved how when people were giving me a tour, they knew everybody on campus and said hello and could talk to them for a few minutes. And I think for me, like, I just want a strong sense of community wherever I am. And so I really love that about HBU. And I love the fact that everybody here is so supportive and backs the student athletes. And that, I don't know, just being here and seeing the campus just really made me fall in love with it, like, the second I got here. And they gave me an offer, and I accepted it right away.
Wow. So you're in what year?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. So, Sierra, I like that name, Sierra.
Thank you.
So, what's behind you being named Sierra?
Well, my parents used to live in Tahoe on uh-huh. the Sierra Nevada Mountains.
Yeah.
And, like, every morning, they would get up and watch the sunrise and see how the sun would hit the snow.
Yeah.
And so, I was originally supposed to be named Haley Renee,
yeah.
but something fell through, which I'm kind of glad.
Mm-hmm.
But so my mom just thought of Sierra Dawn because she loved watching the snow on the Sierras in the dawn.
Yeah, a beautiful name. Well, it's very evident that faith in Christ means something to you.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, so Tell me about that.
Well, during my high school career, I never was really involved in any type of Christian organizations. I wasn't necessarily sure, like, I was surrounded by the right people to do that. And so here at HBU, I started getting involved at FCA. And the first book they ever gave me to study was The Experiencing God by Dr. Blackaby.
Yeah, that's a great study.
Oh, I love it. And I'm going through it, and it's actually what really helped me develop my relationship with God and how I was able to experience Him for the first time and Him telling me what He wants me to do with my life and what He wants me to do on the softball field. So this past fall, we were traveling to U of H Victoria, and I was on the bus and I was doing my study and I was praying. I was saying, God, I'm ready for You to use my life. I want to be kind of a light here for softball. I want to be able to help my teammates, you know, experience God and bring them closer to You. And so He just told me that I should start doing team prayer after the games. And I did most fall games, and great things came out of it.
Now, what do you mean team prayer after the game?
Well, so what usually happens is we'll all circle kind of around the pitcher's mound, and the teams will kind of intersperse within each other, and we'll all kind of hold hands and just pray with each other and go about our ways.
So you weren't timid at all to do that?
I was at first, I was, but through my study I've learned, like, any task God is going to give me is going to be a God-sized task. So I need to have faith in Him and to trust Him and know that He is the one who's Lord of my life, and I want Him to have every part of my life.
So Sierra, when did you become a Christian?
I feel like I've accepted Christ when I was younger.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of kids who kind of grew up in a church did. My grandfather is a pastor, so I was at church.
Sure.
But I never really understood what it meant until I got to HBU and got to college. So when I was in eighth grade, I had a really bad experience with a lot of my friends that I had. And so one verse really got me through it, and it's 1 Peter 3:9, and it says, "Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but bless, for to this you are called, so you can inherit a blessing." And so I was always thinking, oh gosh, that's so hard. God, why are You making me do this? Like, these people are being mean to me. How can I just sit there and say, well, I'm praying for you, and I bless you? So I think that's when I really understood His love and how much He loves me. And He's with me through all the hard times, even if I don't feel like I'm worthy of anything. He knows that I'm worthy, and He died for me because He loves me, even though I don't deserve it. And so I think that's when I really understood it, but I never applied my salvation until I got here.
Well, you know, a tested faith really is not a strong faith, and sometimes God sends these tests, like in the eighth grade, and He uses them later, you know. You'll appreciate this story about experiencing God because it is a great study. Of course, so many people have benefited from it. But my wife and I were living in a subdivision where there are homes all around us. And I said, honey, you know, I know these people need the Lord. And I can't just walk up to every door and say, you need Christ.
Right.
So I wrote them all a letter, everyone in the subdivision. And I said, if you're like me, as you climb the ladder, you might need ask about spiritual values and how to experience God. And if you're interested, show up at this house. I got there and the place was jammed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was people from the whole subdivision. And they stayed throughout the entire study, and several came to Christ. It's a great study, isn't it?
It is. It's taught me so much just about recognizing what God's doing in my life and how I can be there with Him and help Him get whatever He's trying to accomplish done.
So you're from Oklahoma. What city?
I am a Tecumseh native, so it's a small city outside of Shawnee.
Okay.
And so how Oklahoma works is we have a couple major cities, and then it's kind of country, and then it goes down into smaller cities and smaller cities. So
I was born in Oklahoma City, so I'm an Okie from Muskogee.
Yes, I'm about 30 miles east of OKC.
Okay,
yes.
Sure. And your high school there was what?
Tecumseh High School.
Yeah, sure. And so to be recruited, I'm sure you must have been really good on the softball field.
I was not my freshman and sophomore years, so I really just was discouraged with how my playing was in high school those couple of years. And I went to my travel coach. His name is Chris Franks, and he's one of, like, kind of like my second dad, so mm-hmm. he would help me with anything. And so we just worked and worked my summers after those two seasons. And my junior year got better, and then my senior year, I broke hitting records for our school. And so it's just, I really appreciate all he's done for me. My coach from high school, his name is Coach Trahan, and he would stay after with me whenever I asked, and just didn't matter how long we stayed. He stayed until I felt good about my hitting or my fielding or anything I had to do to get me ready for the next game.
Tell me about the softball team here at HBU and what it's been like.
It's been...
I mean, you're in Division One. It's,
yes.
It's a different ballgame, isn't it?
It's like a dream. So I knew when I was looking, I wanted to go D1 and play against good girls. And so being here and being able to hit the ground running and start working for it has been really great. And I'm really excited about this season. I think we're going to be really good. So I'm just excited for how everybody's working. We're all working well together, and I'm ready to go.
Now, when you say Division One to, you know, softball and baseball, they're one of the 17 sports here at HBU, it is a whole different level.
It is, yes.
Give an idea, tell us the teams you face and some of the competition involved.
Okay, so this season we're actually going to UT Arlington and UT Austin to play. So those are, UT Austin has been in the College World Series a couple times, so they're one of the serious ball clubs out here. So we're just really excited to go, and I want to see good people so I can make myself better for the next game.
Yeah, well, and I mean, to come from a smaller town in Oklahoma to this fantastic city, Houston, and, you know, I personally think Houston is one of the most dynamic cities in America.
Mm-hmm.
It's got everything going on, but the people in it are just so special. And I really mean that. I don't care if I'm on the bus at the airport or the neighbor next door. I have to kind of pinch myself. These people are just so different.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wonderful. What's it been like for you coming to big old Houston?
Well, in the beginning, it was definitely a culture shock.
I can imagine.
Oh, it was. I think my graduating class had, I think, 160 kids in it.
Uh-huh.
And so I come here and I see a person everywhere I look. And I grew up on a farm when I was little and everything. And that's where my home is. And just not having neighbors and then coming here and seeing people all about everywhere was definitely a big change for me. But it's helped me meet a lot of good people, and I've developed a lot of good friendships since I've been here.
You hit on something that is a recurrent theme on all these podcasts about HBU. That, in fact, we're doing a whole magazine on it right now. HBU is a family.
Mm-hmm.
And because so many have emphasized what you just did, that they know me. There's not so many that I'm just a number,
right.
Get in line. And not to put down some state schools, but in some state schools, you know, you're one in 800 in the class. You don't even ever really get to know the teacher, hardly. It's different here, isn't it?
It is. That's what makes it special. I would much rather prefer going to a smaller school than going to a big school.
And yet a smaller school in Division One.
Right.
That's
very it's like
unique.
The best of both worlds.
It really is. Now, it also says that you're a leader in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, it's a new thing we're trying this year. So when I got back for fall semester, I met with Lauren Rivas, which she's one of our sponsors for FCA. And she said, hi, Kurt Lawson and I, he's another sponsor, would like you to be a leader for FCA. And we have a couple other kids lined up. Two from football, their names are Jalen Samuels and Bijan Wallace, and then Ian DeVos from basketball. And so they asked us to be leaders and try to get our numbers up for FCA so we can spread the gospel to the sports and get God working on the teams and really just see how he can change lives for our athletes here.
Fantastic. You know, sports is such a dynamic vehicle to share the gospel.
It is, yes. Especially team sports. It's amazing how, you know, you get to know these things about your teammates and you get to say, okay, well, I want you to be able to see God through me, because if I'm the only person you ever see it through, then I want you to be able to know like how much his love goes and his grace can really change your life.
You know, that distinction of being at HBU in a Christian environment and yet a school that's totally committed to, as we said, Division I sports, you live differently. I mean, you're not out partying, getting drunk, doing all the stuff that I just can't help but think that a lot of students, when they leave their university, look back and have regret.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did what that night? Why? I didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a total different path when you're following Christ. And yet you're having a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is. It's taught me, you know, how to grow in my relationship with him and how to become a young woman. And I don't need those things to go have fun. All I need is, you know, my group of friends and just for us to talk and laugh. And that's all I really need, to have fun and just have a nice time with them. That's all.
Well, that's beautiful. Now, it says you plan to attend medical school upon graduation.
Yes, I do.
And this summer, internship opportunities in the medical field. So what's going on there?
Well, I've applied to the MD Anderson Cancer Center for one of their internship programs. It's called the CPRIT Cure Summer Internship. And so if I am a recipient of this internship, then I'll be able to kind of shadow some of the major researchers in cancer research and be able to sit in on their experiments and do some of the research with them. And so it would be a great opportunity for me to kind of develop some critical thinking skills that I can take on into my field whenever it's time for me to start doing my job.
That's a great, and for those outside of Houston, MD Anderson is probably one of the nation's, if not the nation's foremost hospital on cancer research right here in Houston. Such a great facility with so many men and women that do such an unbelievable job helping those that are going through cancer. So as a biology major and a softball player, that's a full plate.
It is, yes.
You must be busy.
I am, but it's taught me a lot of kind of organizational skills. So I keep a planner. And when I get my syllabi for my classes, I always kind of have sticky notes, and I always write down every single due date, and I stick it on the date that it's supposed to be there. And so that if it changes, I can just move the sticky notes around. And so I have everything out in front of me. I make a to-do list every day so I know what I have to get done that day, so I can stay on top of my grades, on top of my assignments, and on top of softball.
Super. Well, we're talking to Sierra Humphrey, and she is one of the standout softball players at HBU and a biology major and a great leader in FCA. Just before we close, tell me, your mom and dad must be really proud of you.
I would hope so. So I don't know, from a young age, they've always taught me, you know, work hard for whatever you want, go at it as fiercely as you can. And so I guess I can remember when I was 4 years old and I was outside with my dad in the winter splitting firewood so we can sell it to people around us. And I've always grown up working on the farm just to make some extra spending money. They never really handed me anything. And so I think that has really taught me how to go after things and how to have a work ethic and make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, because if I accomplish all these things now, it'll make it that much easier for me to have a life. And I always like to think, you know, I work hard for the things that I want now so that I can enjoy my life later.
That's so true. Just before we close, invariably somebody's listening that is thinking about HBU and they're kind of school shopping. Would you recommend HBU?
I absolutely would.
And as you go, I want you to know that it's young people like you that really cause those of us that are involved here to see the dream, because a young person who has Christ in their life and is committed to excellence like you are can make such a difference. So you eventually hope to do what with your career?
Well, so it was really hard for my mom to have me. She had probably about 3 miscarriages before I was born, and I wasn't really supposed to survive until, when they found out they were pregnant, they went to go see a fertility specialist. And so with his help and him giving my mom kind of hormones and everything to take, I was a healthy baby girl in 9 months. And so afterward, they were really scared to get pregnant again. They didn't want to risk another miscarriage. So I am an only child, and that's not what they wanted, but it's what they got. And I would hope they are happy about it. I'm sure they are. So I think for me, I know that God is calling me to do something in the sciences, whether it be dentistry or medicine or anything. And it's going to be a platform for me to be able to share his love with other people. And so my real dream is to be a fertility specialist so that I can help couples who are struggling to have kids, because I think that they bring such a joy into your life and a happiness, even like if they're unexpected or if they are expected, they bring such happiness. And I want to be able to give that type of happiness and that type of opportunity to love something like that to other people.
That's so well said. Sierra Humphrey, what a special young lady here at HBU, a reason why you ought to check out Houston Baptist University. You can learn all about the Huskies at HBUHuskies.com. 17 Division I sports and an integration of academic learning with Christian excellence uniquely at Houston Baptist University. Check it out. Sierra, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you
Come
for having me.
Come back and keep us in touch.
I will, definitely. Okay. Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.